Now, the other thing, kind of trailing back to what you were talking about before, I mean, we're in a very ADD society, Tony. What do you find helps keep people focused?
You know, it's the million-dollar question, Paul. Some people are better at it, but my two quick reactions are simply this. Make time for yourself on your calendar. If it's working out, it's, you know, Julie said, listening to music, reading a book, treat that time as sacred. And sometimes we fall off the wagon or we get busy. I travel a ton right now, and sometimes I'm like, what city am I in? But there's certain habits that I have that are non-negotiable. My reading time, my reflection time in the morning, if it's on a plane or if I'm in a cab or a limo, wherever I'm going, there are non-negotiables. Working out. If I can't get to a gym, I go walk around the hotel in whatever city I'm in, whatever downtown. And I make sure those core habits, you know, keep me grounded the best I can.
Sure.
And let's face it, some days I'm all over the place with different meeting planners. I'm running here. If I'm doing a speaking, I'm trying to catch travel and meet with people and do book signing, all that stuff. So it's not always a perfect script, but certain daily habits are critical. The second thing, I call it and I teach it, going dark. Shut your phone off.
Sure.
Shut your Facebook off and disappear. It drives some of my friends and business colleagues occasionally nuts, but they know how I roll my protocol.
Right.
I don't want all these interruptions, folks. Sorry. If I have a deadline for writing, if I have a client proposal, I go dark. And even my kids are like, oh, Dad must have went dark. Dad's busy. Yeah. We have voicemail. We have email. I can check it. I think we let this instant access consume us, and it's very seductive.
Sure.
Very seductive when you get hooked on the texting, the Facebook messages, that instant feedback at a primal level. It's hard to put your foot down and say, you know what? I'm going dark for 2 hours. When you get out of that, like Brian Tracy taught me, he calls it eat the frog. You get your highest priorities done as soon as possible. The rest of your day flows that much better if you can do it that way.
Right. How about you, Julie? Any thoughts and feelings on how to kind of control the ADD that we all seem to be having affecting us?
Yeah, I agree. Life is moving fast, and the pace seems to get faster. I am a strong believer in having, it's similar to what Tony said, having an unmovable routine for a period of time. It depends, because there are periods in your life where you can just do whatever you want and have fun and certainly enjoy all the fruits of your labor. But when you're ramping up for something big that you want to come along in your life, putting a solid routine in that is, it is your sacred training ground. And it is just for a period of time. There are people that live by routines every day of their lives, but the human brain gets very bored. And in order to develop your concentration skills, you've really got to throw it off target every now and again. I have a team of six that are part of the boot camp team. And 2 weeks ago, I told them things are getting stale and we're going to take a leap forward in a massive way. So for the next 3 weeks, we're all taking on the tools and techniques of boot camp. I want to know what you're going to create. You're going to get an accountability partner, and we're just going to draw them out of a magic hat, and we're going to see what happens. So that meant everyone had to alter their ordinary routine. And it's been uncomfortable, even for me. I'm doing it as well. But I realize out of that, it is so much easier for me to focus on the things that I am creating. I've got four goals that I've set for myself. So is everybody else that's doing this with me on the team. And so we've altered our schedule to allow the time to focus on those goals and actually use some tools and techniques to help them manifest quickly. But I would agree, people don't concentrate very well anymore. So you have to shut off from, really, it's technology. It's TV, Facebook, whatever. And really, those can be ways that we tend to numb ourselves. And with other people, it's food and smoking and, you know, addictions and things like that. They're all ways to numb ourselves.
Sure.
That's all.
Now, for each of you, what are some of the favorite success stories that those you've worked with have shared with you?
Well,
you know, I'll go ahead and tee this one up. You know, a couple come to mind immediately. I have a stockbroker in Western Michigan market that, you know, that's a very traditionally very regulated. You have compliance challenges. You really can't go too far outside the box with your marketing and your personal sort of branding and sales processes. I'll call him Mike for confidentiality, but you know, Mike would say, you know, Tony, I've done a couple of things of how to creatively prospect with referrals that I get. And it made him real uncomfortable. Some of it is essentially where you mail like a bank bag. And I know our audience might be going, this is kind of quirky, but hear me out on this. But people are busy, and you got to sometimes do things very differently to get them to pay any attention. This is my whole premise of mind capture. How do you stand out?
Sure.
He said, tell me, I've gotten many calls on the road from him last year. I've saved the voicemail. So if someone wants to call me out, bring it. You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, challenge someone, but this is true. I got one a few months ago. It's Tony. And again, I'll call him Mike. It's Mike. Not going to believe this. I sent the bank bag with my information because obviously compliance, they're going to watch that. And the person I was referred to immediately called me, and it turned into a several hundred thousand dollar new account for my firm.
Great.
Now, what made me more excited for everyone listening was he took action on the idea I gave him. And he was stretching because, you know, that's not professional. I can hear every CPA right now listening, every attorney, and every other financial services person say, well, that's just not professional in our industry. Well, that's okay. That's not for you. It's not breaking industry codes. It's a different way of getting attention.
Right.
That facilitated for him to be able to serve this person who's very happy with him, for him to grow his business, his vision, and I think everyone wins. I'm not teaching things that are anti-compliance, that break rules. He had to believe it actually worked. Then when he implemented it, I called him and said, Joe, I'm proud of you. Thanks for the voicemail message. I called him back. Oh, I just blew his cover. His name is Joe. We'll call him Joe Doe. Okay.
Okay.
But it's so realistic to me. Everyone listening, I was more excited because he did it.
Right.
Now I get these calls, Tony, I've been using the bank bag to follow people, and it works. Not every time, but he's won a lot of business. And I'm proud of the fact that he had the courage to do it and keep doing it.
Sure.
That's one that immediately comes to mind.
Great.
You know, the second one that I think really is more broad brush, I speak to a lot of groups all over the world, you know, via webinars, teleseminars, and live events. And so someone comes up and says, look, I read your book. I went to this chapter about how to follow up on a referral or how to prospect. Or how to write an article and put it on my website for positioning. And they said, I got a new client. Those little wins I hear from when I'm out on the road or I get emails and Facebook messages and private messages saying, hey, what a great idea. It worked. Your strategy, it was effective. That makes me feel very, very good that people that, see a lot of this stuff, Julie, you may agree or disagree. I'm going to throw it out there for audiences. It's not really that hard. There are timeless principles I think most people want to make too complex. If you strip it down at its core, that's why they're called timeless principles. When I'm listening to Julie, Paul, and everyone listening, I'm taking notes going, we have a lot of the same things in common because these are timeless truths that we tend to muck up or make too complex.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite quote, Albert Einstein, of all time, the genius is in making the complex simple.
Sure.
And sometimes I'm accused by other speakers and authors, Tony, that mind capture stuff's kind of simple. But privately, hey, I'll take the ribbon, but they'll go, yeah, but it works.
Right.
There's a difference.
How about for yourself, Julie? Success stories folks have shared with you.
Yeah, and I hear from them all the time. And honestly, I have a full-time career, and hearing from them is really what inspires me to keep going with the Prosperity Boot Camp. So there are several. But the one that sticks out, there's many that stick out most in my mind, but this one in particular was somebody that came to maybe the third or fourth boot camp that we did. And I'd known her. I didn't know her very well, but I knew that there could be some addiction there. But anyway, I invited her to the boot camp. She was certainly very stopped financially. So what's interesting is, everybody that comes to boot camp, they really want to have a breakthrough in their finances, and they always get that. But the secondary things that show up are more extraordinary. And I am a firm believer, if your money isn't working in your life, it impacts every other area in a very negative way. So my opinion is move that out of the way, and then you can start paying attention to the areas that matter most. Anyway, this woman came because she realized she needed to generate a new income. She was transitioning in her life. And when she left boot camp, she called me 2 days afterward and said she wanted to tell me that she's had a drinking problem for 25 years. Mm. And she has never admitted that to anyone before. And she had never felt so much joy than she had on the Saturday of the boot camp, and she ended up going to rehab, and she has stayed clean and sober this whole time. So it's, that is a miracle. There's another woman, Janet Beckman, and she won't mind me sharing her name. She's this African-American woman who lives on the east side of the state, and she's never earned more than minimum wage. She's a hardworking woman, and she's in her late 70s, and she's got grown children and grandchildren. She came to boot camp. The woman hardly spoke. She was actually one of my test people in the pilot group that I did with the manual that I did in the leadership program. She came to boot camp. She fell asleep a lot during the boot camp, so I knew she was resisting a lot of things. She came to a second boot camp, didn't sleep quite as much, but the woman is absolutely on fire in her life. She stops people in the grocery store and says, "Hello, I'm Janet Beckman, and I'm a money magnet. Who are you?"
So the woman, I love it.
She sees something entirely new that's possible for herself that she never had a view of before. So Janet Beckman is one of my favorite human beings on planet Earth.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of iconic folks in the field of self-improvement and motivation. Napoleon Hill, Zig Ziglar, Jack Canfield, Tony Robbins. Who are some of the folks that resonate with each of you and why?
All of them. Those. Years ago, when I was going through my divorce and I'd been a stay-at-home mom forever, I realized I was going to have to do... Actually, I was paralyzed with fear. I had no idea how I was going to support myself and my two kids. So the books that I had read early in my 20s, they were books by Shakti Gawain, Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. I almost said Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, he's good too.
Right on.
Where's Pedro?
Yeah.
Louise Hay, Bernie Siegel, Deepak Chopra, a lot of them who talk about taking control of your mind. If you don't do that, your mind's going to control you. So that was really it for me. And actually, I was at the point where I couldn't get out of bed anymore. I thought I was depressed. I went to the doctor and found out I had a white blood cell count problem. So that's really when I started really not just reading, actually rereading the books and then practicing everything in the books that was being suggested. And that's when my life started turning around very, very quickly.
How about for you, Tony?
You know, where do I start with that list of names you threw out? I've met a lot of those folks, or I've studied their work for years. And, you know, a couple that really come to mind right now for me as we record and we send this message out to your global audience is Napoleon Hill. You know, it's full disclosure, I'm doing a big event with their foundation, hosting speakers from all over the world, and it's very near and dear to me. But two books that really jump right now in my mental library is Outwitting the Devil. It's a book that Hill, basically, his family said, you cannot put this book out. He wrote it 1 year after the epic Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich was written in 1937. He originally had it as a follow-up in 1938. The family, I kid you not, it's known and documented, hid the book for 70 years.
Okay.
And then essentially it was re-released in 2011 after they found it, and the family gave it up. And it's basically like he wrote it for right now. It's eerie. I've had other top thought leaders, fans of personal development say, Tony, I've not heard of it. They get it. I tell them, I'm going to warn you. If you listen to the audiobook, you download on Kindle or get the physical book, it will keep you up because it's that relevant. And it's very controversial. Not so much now in the world we live in, but 1938 at the height of the Great Depression, pre-World War II, I could see where Hill was very much, his wife didn't want to release.
Right.
So Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill is very much on the top of my mind. And the second thing is, this may shock some people, but I'm a huge student of Law of Attraction principles. And, you know, some people may say, oh, it's kind of New Agey, but some of the Jerry Nestor Hicks work, the teachings of Abraham, not for everybody.
Right.
But a lot of that core, you know, Law of Attraction stuff that was popularized by Rhonda Byrne and The Secret. I've interviewed Jack Canfield. A lot of people in that movie are peers of mine, or I've interviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to do much more of a geeky sort of research because I love personal development. But, you know, some of the teachings of Abraham, you know, I just warn everybody, if you have a real strong faith belief, it may push you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read through it with an open mind, it's very revealing about Law of Attraction stuff. So Napoleon Hill and some of the works of Jerry Nestor Hicks, to me, right now my mental library are getting most of my attention.
Sure.
I would agree with the works of Abraham. Everything is energy based. Mm-hmm. And so they speak a lot to, we are energy beings. How do you use your energy to attract to you what you want to attract to you?
Yeah. And, you know, the challenge is, and I'm glad you said that, is some people bring such a filter of bias, like, oh, that's against my religious beliefs, or that seems woo-woo. bring an open mind. If it resonates, great. If it doesn't, then move on to a different book.
Sure.
There's plenty of other things, like a buffet of great wisdom and knowledge, you know, from biblical to other forms of religious structures and books and stories, or even Joseph Campbell's work. But it's expanding your mind. And this is, and I don't know if, Julie, if you have children, or Paul, you do, but I always tell my kids two core things about Dad, because I'm kind of eccentric. I know that because I travel a lot. Question everything and bring an open mind.
Sure.
Question everything and bring an open mind. And I want my kids to grow up to be and fly and be independent. And with those sort of lenses, maybe they get what Dad's saying to them. But I want them to be more open to look at the world and realize there's a lot of great diversity out there of opinions, and to always think for yourself.